Amnesty International is collecting evidence to prosecute Israeli leaders and soldiers at international fora. Amnesty has expressed serious concern about Israel's illegal use of lethal and excessive force against Palestinians and others. The human rights organization says work is underway to gather evidence on Israel's killings in the West Bank. The investigation covers the killing of Judge Raed Zoiter and at the Karama border crossing almost a month ago. Amnesty International made the announcement in a letter to the Palestinian Ministry of Information. Amnesty has asked Palestinian institutions to submit data concerning Israeli practices. Joining us on the line from Los Angeles now is Donald Claisen, author and researcher. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, how far do you think Amnesty can take this case of Israeli aggression in international fora?
It's hard to say. Israel has an awful lot of clout internationally and in every other way. And it's hard to say what they'd be able to stop or how far an Amnesty could take this.
Well, there are those who ask why the Palestinian Authority hasn't taken this step and why is it Amnesty International is doing so?
No, I really don't know. The Palestinian Authority seems to be wanting to disband lately, and it's hard to say what kind of negotiations have been going on behind the scenes. But, you know, it seems to me that this is nothing new for Israel. It's just business as usual, the way the treatment of protesters, the double standard and all that. So I don't expect much to come of it.
But right now we are seeing this increase in the aggressions against Palestinians. We've seen more settlement buildings than ever before, more evictions, more Palestinians being arrested, held under detention without charge or trial. Gaza remains one of the world's only open-air prisons with a population of more than 1.5 million people. Where does this all go on? Because the international community and rights organizations need to put the foot down at some point, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But it could be it's a very interesting situation in that there's so much going on in the world right now with Ukraine and tensions with Russia that perhaps they feel they can get away with this. Or it could be something of a coordinated effort to ratchet up the tension in the world and bring about a conflagration between different nations that Israel somehow thinks they will come out on top of. It's a crazy idea, but it seems to be provoked to me.
Okay, that was author and researcher Donald Claisen joining us from Los Angeles. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, sir.